Food for thought. What did you eat for breakfast? Here in the United States, most of us have many choices of breakfast foods. We can go to the cupboard for cereal or the fridge for eggs, maybe frozen waffles or a smoothie. Most of us prefer a little variety. We may have a favorite go-to food, but like to have choices. Sometimes I'll stand in the kitchen for long periods of time, unable to make the choice. Consider the Israelites in the desert grumbling against God for bringing them out to the desert where they will surely die because they have no food to eat. The people of Israel said to them, "We wish Adonai had used his own hand to kill us off in Egypt. There we used to sit around the pots with the meat boiling, and we had as much food as we wanted. But you have taken us out into this desert to let this whole assembly starve to death." Adonai said to Moshe, "Here, I will cause bread to rain down from heaven for you. The people are to go out and gather a day's ration every day." Exodus 16:3-4. They didn't waste their time trying to decide what to make for breakfast. They knew what breakfast was going to be and how they were going to get it. It was always just outside when the dew left the ground, fresh, every morning. They had different ways they could prepare it, but they ate manna every single morning for 40 years. Is it enough for us to have God provide, or do we tend to grumble because we want something more? It seems to take a lifetime of experience to be able to recognize how God has been providing, to be satisfied, even joyful, to receive what he freely gives, and know in your heart that he will always provide what you need for your day. You will not encounter anything today that will catch God off guard or leave him scrambling for an answer. He is all-knowing, all-seeing, omnipotent. He wrote your story, and he has your back. You are chosen and loved. If that brings you comfort and joy, share the good news with a struggling soul today.